A significant drug dealer in Sligo is to be sentenced in July for directing the activities of one of the four organised crime gangs operating in the town. The Special Criminal Court heard this morning that 38-year-old Barry Young of Geldof Drive in Sligo ran one of the four main drug gangs in Sligo, directing 20 members operating on a hierarchical structure. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court and joins us now. Paul, tell us first of all what was said in court today about Barry Young and how his gang operated.
Yeah, it was an insight into drug dealing in the west and northwest of this country in particular, Brian. Barry Young is a 38-year-old father of two, but he had connections with local, national and international criminal organisations. He was described as a significant drug dealer in that part of the country. He ran one of the four main drugs gangs in Sligo, we were told. He directed 20 members. They operated on a hierarchical structure. The gang members report to him through a chain of command, and he directed them, and he would be informed about the distribution and delivery of the drugs, the movements of cash, and the enforcement of the debts that were owed to the drugs gang. Now, he was arrested on a plane at Dublin Airport on his way to Spain in January of last year by the Sligo team set up to investigate this gang's activities. He had been planning to move there permanently. The Gardaí then carried out seven searches that same day. They seized his and other gang members' phones as well as financial documentation. There were a number of seizures of drugs. In total, the investigation directly linked Barry Young to over €500,000 worth of drugs, cocaine, cannabis and prescription drugs. He was also connected to drug seizures in different parts of the country. The ones mentioned today were in Ballina and two major seizures in Sligo.
The court also, Paul, heard how cash was laundered.
Yeah, we heard that the father of two also set up a car recovery business to launder cash and had access to seven bank accounts, including a bank account in Madrid where the drugs money was deposited. So as well as two AIB accounts in Sligo, there were two credit union accounts. There was a Revolut account, a Western Union account, and Barry Young also had access to a bank account in Madrid. Now, as I said, he set up companies in Dublin and Spain, companies in Sligo and Spain. He was the sole director of BY Recovery. This was a motor business supposedly set up to recover, buy and sell cars, but it was one which had no yard and no storage facility. He also established a company called STY Global and Constructions SL. This was registered in Alicante in Spain to offer house cleaning, maintenance and interior design services. The balance of funds in that business was frozen. And interestingly enough, we also heard that during the COVID pandemic, Barry Young received over €16,500 from the state.
The court also, Paul, heard something of how the gangs in Sligo, in this case, answered to larger gangs in Dublin.
Yeah, there was an insight into how the gangs in that part of the country work from Detective Inspector Ray Mulderic. He testified that the gangs in Sligo operated more in a cooperative rather than a confrontational way, and that they were in touch with and in some ways answerable to the major drug gangs based in Dublin. And so where there were disputes locally, they were sorted out very quickly. The gangs in Dublin intervened to deal with whatever problems were based locally. And then if the gangs in Sligo had problems collecting money from people who weren't prepared to pay their drug debts, then they would intervene and send down enforcers when required. Now, we heard evidence about video messages, 22,000 messages, videos, WhatsApps and texts that were taken from Barry Young's phone and from other phones from gang members. It showed not just his involvement and the gang's involvement in drugs and money laundering activities, but also it's a precedent towards violence. Messages on Barry Young's phone refer to, quote, going to fix someone the following day. Another message talked of, quote, a gang of dubs and north would be going through his door. And then there was also another text message which referred to a gun from the film Dirty Harry being, quote, placed to his head and two let off. Now, the judge, Judge Tony Hunt, specifically referred to also an attack that had been carried out on a family home in Galway where there were children in the house at the time. And the judge said the court will sentence Barry Young for the offence which he's pleaded guilty to, directing the activities of a criminal gang on the 31st of July.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you for that.